make sure you tune in to Block to Block Show. It's a great show.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
Brothers and sisters.
I'm over here Block to Block waiting on you to come over the end of the block.
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
Block to Block Radio here on 91.5 FM, KKUP, Cupertino.
I got some very special guests in the house. I have Hotel Workers Union, that's right, Unite Here, Local 19, and they're going to be talking to us about, well, it seems like an ongoing struggle with DoubleTree. It seems like it's never ending, but they're here today wording us up on what's new on the picket line. That's right, I got Ruth Horlick in the house along with Daniel Haw and Calvin Mao. You know, Ruth, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little history about, you know, the struggle that's continuing with DoubleTree and the Hotel Workers Union.
Well, we've been on strike. This is our third day. This is an ongoing battle for us for about 11 months. It's all about not getting paid a fair wage and, you know, our health benefits going up, which me personally, that affects me a lot with health benefits. You know, my husband is disabled. He is a diabetic. I'm the sole worker, so I need that health care. And it's going to hurt me a lot if I have to pay $250 a month just for that. And I need a wage increase. I mean, Silicon Valley, come on. I need a wage increase. I can't go on for another 4 years of what Hilton wants to pay us. It's too hard to do. I'll have to get a second job.
And you know what's crazy about it? Because I know, you know, the big corporations, they always put it out there, oh, well, it's hard times. The economy's bad right now. And why don't you go ahead and tell us about, you know, what are the folks making at the top compared to the everyday folks that are hotel workers? Is there a big difference?
Yeah, the DoubleTree Hotel is owned by Hilton, which is part of Blackstone. And it's a company that made $1 billion in profit in the last 6 months. Let me say that again. They made $1 billion in profit in the last 6 months. And just last month, they bought another hotel chain, right? They're expanding because they know that this industry is not suffering from a recession.
And we got Daniel Haw in the house as well, and you're along with Unite Here. And, you know, tell us a little bit about what's it been like on the picket line.
Well, this has been the first strike ever at the DoubleTree Hotel, and the experience has been really great. A lot of our coworkers have been out there on the line with us. We're all fighting for the same cause. We're all standing united and in solidarity, and it's a great feeling seeing how management is trying to shuffle around, you know, trying to get replacement workers, and they're suffering because we are all out there and we're fighting for our futures and our families. You know, we have this goal in our minds and we have our eyes on the prize, and you know, it's a struggle for all of us. It's never happened before, and you know, we're all together.
And you know, what is it like for the day to day? Do you feel disrespected by management? Do you feel, you know, what are other issues that are along with this?
I feel like on a day to day basis, they've been working us really, really hard. Sometimes we have to do the work of two people because they don't have enough staff. You know, they try to work us to the bone, try to get as much out of us as they can, and they don't show any gratitude. They don't give us any incentives. They don't give us any, you know, prizes or bonuses. They just try to work us as hard as they can, and in turn, they're just making money in their pockets, and they don't have anything to show for it for us. We've been negotiating for 11 months, and they haven't even showed anything for it. For my department, they're giving us a 4-year wage freeze. That's nothing for the next 4 years. And prices are going up, gas prices, cost of living, inflation, everything is increasing except our wages. And that's terrible because, you know, I have high hopes for my future. I want to start a family. I want to have a house. I want these things. But it doesn't look like that'll happen if we don't make any movement and any progress.
Management is just going on like it's nothing. They say that this strike is not affecting them. I don't believe it. I know we have a lot of loyal guests that come up to us as workers in person and tell us they appreciate all the work we do for them. Management doesn't management doesn't even come up and say, hey, Ruth, you're doing a good job. You know, I'm glad you're here. They never come up and say that. That's like a slap in the face. Mm. We do work hard there. Everybody works hard there. And we are a team. We are a family there at DoubleTree. So we just want what's fair for us.
And I guess my next question would be this is, what can folks out there do to help your efforts? You know, folks out there maybe just tuning in, if you could simplify it for them, what are you guys fighting for? And how could someone out there maybe help you guys out in your struggle?
Come to the picket line. We have a lot of our workers there, but it would be good if they seen other people who don't work there. Come on the line with us. You know, help us chant our chants. Be supportive there for us. We could use a lot of that. And don't check into the hotel.
Yeah, I think it'd be great if, you know, we let the public know, keep them aware of the situation. And yesterday I was actually really surprised. We had the teachers union come out and wow. A lot of educators came out and they wow. Were supporting us. They had posters saying, you know, hospitality workers and their rights and things like that. And we had a lot of religious leaders and other locals from San Francisco come down. And we had a lot of help. And it was great seeing them because they are supporting us in our cause, you know, with our fight for our futures and our families.
All right. Well, what are some of the next steps, for this struggle? I know you guys are in negotiations right now. And, Matt, what if they come tomorrow with an answer? You know, are you guys ready to go back to work? Or is there any leeway? Or are you willing to compromise in any way?
Well, I think we've already did a leeway with them, and they denied it. They need to step up. And we're always ready to go back to work. I mean, we are going back to work on Friday. So we are ready to work. We're always ready to work. So it's up to them to come up with the next step. We're waiting on the big corporation to come to us.
There it is. Well, you know, before I let you guys go, is there any other message out there that you want to give to folks listening about this cause, about your fight?
Always fight and never give up. Mm. Never, ever give up.
Yeah, just I want you all to know that you have the right to stand up for yourself. Don't ever be afraid that you can stand with your partners and your coworkers, and you can fight for what you deserve.
Our union's website is unitehere.org, but our Facebook, we have a Silicon Valley Hotel Workers Rising Facebook with some information about what's going on at the DoubleTree. That's Silicon Valley Hotel Workers Rising. Tomorrow, Thursday, is going to be the last day of the strike. We're going to have a big rallies at noon and at 5, to really end this thing with a bang. So, yeah, we want to see people out there supporting Daniel and Ruth and the folks that cook the food and clean the rooms and you know, wash the dishes at the DoubleTree.
With that said, are there any shout-outs you guys want to give on another level, on another note?
Just shout-out to all our team members there that are walking the line right now.
Thanks to all of the coworkers. They've been showing so much drive, so much passion for our cause. Thank you for my friends for all the support as well.
I want to thank you guys for coming down this morning. And you've been tuned in to Black Radio right here on 91.5 FM, KKUP, Cupertino.